Welcome to Walk the Journey With Me. In Walk the Journey With Me, we'll be walking the journey together and learn about my experiences through this crazy world. Life isn't perfect, but we will make it perfect together. In today's podcast, we will be talking about life after high school and the hardships I faced throughout my 4 years. Do you know when people say high school is the hardest and crucial part of your education? Well, it's true. It's the last step before your adulthood. Well, to be honest, I never thought that was true, but looking back now, it's absolutely true. In these 4 years, we learned many things that we think are not useful, but in reality, they are. Not only do we learn how to problem solve, but we learn how to face times even when we don't want to face them. You learn how to get back up. You learn how to see people good, even if they don't reciprocate that. In reality, we all want to give up, but we can't. My high school experience, to say the least, was very eventful. I faced many things that indeed hurt me. However, I always got back up. People always ask me, how did you get back up? Where did you get the energy and motivation from? And my only answer was the drive. Not many people have the drive and determination to go forward. They start things but never finish. And my end goal is to finish everything I start. I can't share my whole years in one podcast, but I will share my experiences of my senior year, which was my hardest year. It's true, you do get senioritis. Senioritis was the least of my worries I had to face. Due to the fact that I had many people in my surroundings that were in my business and didn't want to see me do good. That was the shortest way I can say what I had to say. But these people didn't want to see me do better. And that's what hurt the most. Because I didn't even talk to these people and these individuals. And I did anything and nothing to hurt or harm them. This is one of the situations I face this year. And because I want to be truly transparent, I paid a pretty price to get back to where I am today. I did at one point feel like giving up. Especially this year has taught me a couple things I wish I would have known. And I would like to share with you all. This year has taught me how to be resilient. In life, people, situations, Mother Nature, or nature, whatever you want to call it, it's going to throw stuff at you. Believe me when I say that. But you have to learn how to get back up and handle these situations. But believe me when I say everything happens for a reason. And sooner or later, you'll realize that. Now, you have to keep going through certain situations. But if you keep going through the same situation over and over and over again, don't you think there's a lesson or a message you have to learn? In the beginning, you might not think that, but there's a lesson. And instead of going through that same situation over and over and over again, let's face it and accept what we have to learn so we can move forward. Now, I'm going to say this. That certain situation is currently occurring. And I learned that there was a message I had to learn. And even if I didn't want to learn that lesson specifically, I have to. If not, I'm going to be going and going and going and going through the same thing. Just like that movie when they kept waking up on the same day. Anyway, not these were some of like the things I wish I would have known, because honestly, I thought that life was just supposed to be good to me, and that was not the case. But enough of the high school experience. Now let's talk about the bigger picture after high school, the things that I need, or you all need to know before you take your big step and your next big decision. Deciding my big step, I was very unsure. I'm not even gonna lie. But I decided to do what I wanted to do instead of listening to what others thought. My mistake has always been to try to please other people, and that has always led me to a place I don't want to be. So this year, I decided to make my own decision. And after high school, I will be attending St. Leo University. I am extremely excited to be in a place where I'm able to meet new people and make new friends and start a new journey. Like, who doesn't want to see that? I will be majoring in business. However, I'm undecided in what specific part of business I want to study. My goal is to have energy and motivation to get through it all. And I hope I enjoy my college experience and finish strong. While in college, I also want to find a nice job and focus, really, because having a job and studying is really hard. It's harder than people think. I also want to start something that I can have a legacy, if you know what I mean, like a business or something. But we'll see what happens. Anyways, I know everyone has something to do. So with that being said, this podcast has come to an end. Don't be sad. Just tune into next episode of Walk the Journey with Me. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.